Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Vanished ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Hey everyone, I have a little bit of bonus content for you. As you know, Nathan has been working alongside Amos's mom, Margie, for many years in an attempt to find Amos. He was able to get Margie on the phone for a quick interview to discuss the case as we approach the 12-year anniversary of his disappearance. So with that, I will play the interview for you now.
Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've always had problems, whether it was with the fit or quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims. From cropped silhouettes to long-sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. You know that I've been wearing Skims for a long time, and recently tried one of their t-shirts. It's the best-fitting tee I've ever worn. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I got the boyfriend t-shirt in Onyx, and it's so soft and comfortable. I want to wear it every day. It literally fits like a dream. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey, and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
On November 8th, it'll be 12 years since Amos went missing. What's 12 years without your son?
It's horrible. It's horrible because there's so many times when I have read something or seen something and go, oh, you know, I should be calling Amos and telling him about this, or Amos would be interested in that, or I wonder what Amos thinks about this. You know, all the time that happens, and he's not there for me to talk to. He's not there for me to hear a laugh. I miss his laugh, and I miss everything about him.
Yeah, everybody always says he had a great laugh.
Yeah, he's got a great laugh. Makes you laugh. Makes everybody around you laugh.
But what's the status of the case? What is being done law enforcement-wise to...
I don't think they're doing anything. I have no idea if anybody's calling in tips to them and they're following through on them. I don't think they're doing anything. I don't think they did everything they could before, and I don't believe they're doing anything now.
So here on The Vanished, we feature cases like Amos's where people are in a position to, you know, kind of be judged by mainstream society. Have you experienced the stigma of not getting the help other missing people may have gotten because of this marijuana angle?
Absolutely. There was a foundation called the Cheryl Sundin Foundation that I asked for help from, and well, they wouldn't help at all because it had to do, according to Fitchburg Police Department, with drugs. And the problem with that is we don't know for sure what, why or how Amos disappeared. And so when people don't want to help, if it is drug-related, they're assuming the cops know what they're talking about. Well, I don't assume anything, so I don't know why they can't be open to helping. Look, I don't think any parent or loved one of a missing loved one should have to go through and do what all I've been doing. And I know parents tend to do that because, well, we just have to. We have to. It's our child, you know. You shouldn't have to hire your own private investigators. You shouldn't have to follow up on all leads. You shouldn't have to do all that because we're grieving. We're grieving as much today as you are, or the day our child went missing. I heard one parent who lost a child say, it doesn't get any easier. The pain gets deeper. And that is so true. Parents shouldn't have to do so much work. They should be able to work with the police. The police should be open with them. That's why I've always said there should be a federal department for missing persons that you would go to, and they would have your child on record, and they would work with law enforcement, and there would be someone, a mediator, a person in the middle that would work between you and law enforcement, because I hear too many stories of parents how they don't get the help with police. Police hold everything close to their chest. They don't listen. The police don't listen to what you have to say about your child's habits and things of that nature. And that's exactly what happened with us.
You and I, as you know, we've worked on this, we've encountered that time and time again, where I always go back to you very early on talking about Gnosis's fur being clean and how that was significant and how they didn't bother with it at all.
Yeah, and I even showed him my gloves and my jacket, how the seeds were embedded on my clothing. And I said, you know, that's how Gnosis's fur should have looked. And the law enforcement agent I told that to, he agreed, but did they do anything about it? No. I mean, there's just so many things they didn't do.
It's almost like they punished the parents in a lot of ways, you know, that parents are being punished for whatever their kids did.
We're in the way. We're in the way. Get out of our way, parents. Just get out. You don't know what you're talking about. We're the police. We know what we're doing. You know nothing. Same with, you know, friends of the missing person. You know, no. Who knows? The friends and the parents are the ones that can build a true picture of the person that's missing. And they should be cognizant of that and not pushing us away and trying to build the character and the habits of a person they don't even know. It's ridiculous.
For the parent whose child goes missing today or tomorrow, the parent of an adult child that goes missing, what advice do you give them? I mean, how do they proceed based on what you've gone through?
I don't know if I would say if I'd advise a parent to do this, but on looking back, I think that we may have more information or have even found Amos by now had I not called the police, had I called in a tracker. I know I did contact a tracker in Minnesota, and by the time I did that, it was too late. But so things like that, I think if we would have just taken care of it ourselves, I don't know, I think we've been closer to finding Amos, if not have found him by now, because I just think law enforcement made these big, huge circles around Amos's disappearance instead of concentrating locally.
Yeah, they really just kind of went all over the place. I mean, with this, they really did.
Yeah, because that call that they flew down to Florida on, they, you know, I tried to tell them, look at, I was getting calls from a timeshare at the same time probably Amos was getting it. It was like this 800 number kept calling me, just like it was probably calling Amos. And finally, and they never left a voice message. So finally, one day, I answered it. That's probably what Amos did. This is the phone call that took them, Bon Giovanni and Morgan, down to Florida, to that timeshare place. It's ridiculous. What they should have been doing was collecting evidence out at Lacey Road. For one thing, the neighbors said they heard men's voices on, I don't know how to pronounce it, Cyan or Sane Road.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told law enforcement, that's what the neighbors said, law enforcement said, oh, we checked that out. It's from the gas station that's down the road there. Well, that gas station wasn't built then. That gas station was built after Amos disappeared, so that didn't add up. The law enforcement left bloody gloves out in a cornfield. They never bagged. I was told by one of Amos's friends that was on that search that found those bloody gloves, that the law enforcement told them they'd come back and find the gloves. And Amos's friend told me they'll never find those gloves because, you know, every cornhole looks the same. They'll never find that spot again. So they left the gloves there. I don't know. It just seems like it goes on and on and on. There was a car, pieces of car and skid marks. They didn't collect those pieces of car car pieces. I just don't think they did a very good job initially. And then once they found out drugs could be involved, well, they quit collecting stuff, it seems like, right away then in the area. They should have concentrated heavily on the area for evidence, and I don't believe they did that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a really common story that we hear here on The Vanished from parents that cops, they either don't care or they do a sloppy job. I've always liked your idea for the federal sort of clearinghouse on missing persons, because it seems if there were enough resources put into it, they would find them because they're somewhere.
Yeah, you need people, but that's what they do for a living. You can't, I don't expect them to do the best job, but you expect them to do the best job. That's the problem. And they don't have the resources, they don't have the time, they're not trained in it. Last I heard, I haven't looked at the statistic lately, but it was like 2,000 people a day go missing.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, where do all those people go? They go somewhere.
Yeah, they need a federal department that is going to be concentrating on this and that can work with local law enforcement, between local law enforcement, and the parents, because we need somebody on our side, helping us.
So now you have, for quite a while now, tried getting Fitchburg Police to allow an independent set of eyes to look at the evidence that was collected, in this case, the Wisconsin Association of Homicide Investigators. Tried for years to get them in on the case, and in 2013, Fitchburg agreed to do so. We got them on record saying they were going to do so. Have they done so?
Nope, they haven't done that. I don't think they ever will.
Why not? Why do you think they don't want to clear this case? Why wouldn't they want the help?
I don't know what's going on there. I had one of the detectives, I was out to Lacey Road on one of my November 8th, being out there with my signs, and he came out there, the new detective that was going to be putting this together, and he sat in my car and told me that's what they were going to do. And then it never happened. I constantly contact, nothing would happen. So finally one day I contacted Wahi, and I got an odd email back from them saying, I said, well, how long does it normally take a law enforcement department to put together a presentation for you? Because I'm sitting there thinking, okay, it's been like 3 years, still don't have that put together. And I kept getting answers like, well, there's a lot of documentation, thousands of pages. But 3 years had passed, and Wahi, the person that sent me the email, said he basically made all these excuses, blah, 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 and basically said that, it can take a certain amount of time. It just wasn't satisfying at all what he answered me, and I really felt like they were just trying to make me shut up and go away, basically. I don't think Wahi's ever going to do anything. Fitchburg's not going to do anything. And so that's why I'm also very appreciative of you, Nathan, all the work that you've done and the time that you've taken and just all the work that you've put into trying to find Amos.
Yeah, it's been a crazy journey, Margie. It's been a crazy, crazy journey. I'm confident. I don't know. I feel a lot closer today than I did back in 2007,
Yeah.
So hopefully, with the attention now coming back onto the case, with Marissa being generous and devoting 3 episodes to Amos's case, and with the documentary coming out, somebody will come forward with something.
Yes, thank Marissa so much from me as well.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Vanished ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.